Because you are master of mind. So far, mind was dictating us to do this thing, that thing. Now you have to dictate your mind. It can be happen. Mind, ego, intellect, these are only functioning organs. And after having karma, they will be thoughtless. No thoughts will be there. And for which, again, I am repeating, meditation, base, foundation, which are neglecting, which are not making. Yes?
Maharaj, why are we so scared to find this ultimate truth?
Not like that, because of the where so many concerns, anger upon us. You know, we're having some strong concern on somebody, that man or woman. And to dissolve all this concern, because you have to undergo the meditation. After having conviction that I'm not body at all, I was not body at all, I'm not going to remain body at all. I'm unborn. Death and birth connected with the body only. All desires connected with the body only. You're beyond that. So there won't be any depression, there won't be any negative thoughts. It is not your fault. Because since childhood, you have a long situation with the body, thousands of concepts ingrained upon us. And we are trying to live within the circle of that concepts. We have some limitation. Our thinking process also within the circle of limitation. I'm somebody else, I'm man or woman, somebody else. Yes.
If all of us are Brahmins, the Brahma itself, is that correct? That's the premise? Is that we are
it
all
is a fact. You are measuring yourself in body form.
Okay, let's
bodies are different.
No problem. So that's the premise. So the question that is begged then is, why is one Brahma willing to harm another Brahma? If we are one and the same.
Because it is body-based knowledge. Mm-hmm. Brahma is not harming anything. Does sky is harming anything in the sky? Mm-hmm. Why American sky is harming some Indian sky? Sky doesn't harm sky. The presence does not harm Brahma. Brahma does not harm Brahman. Brahman is a word given to that ultimate truth that you are. Your invisible is within you. It is ultimate truth. It is called Brahman. Atman Paramatma Paramatma. It is not individual. There is no duality at all.
So then, can one say that it's okay for this Brahman to harm this Brahman?
No. Okay, I'm Brahman. I'm other Brahman. There's no different Brahman.
Okay, so it's one Brahman, right? But body, there are two separate bodies. If I harm this body in some way,
because
then
there
I just turn around and say it's okay.
Because egoistic concepts are there.
Uh-huh.
I'm somebody else. If somebody is supposed to dissolve.
Yes.
Brahman is harming, not harming anybody else.
But if a harm should happen, what you, I think, said earlier was that nothing is really being done. There are no deeds are being done, ultimately.
There is no duality indeed. So far we are measuring ourselves in body form, all these concepts appear. I'm talking about that invisible presence within you.
Yes.
Where there is nothing in there, no thoughts are there. No concept of it. But concept Brahman also not there. And as I told that Brahman name, you are to the ultimate to that. Next step, yourself is there is no Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God, Master. So Brahman is not harming some other. This Brahman is different, this Brahman is different.
So in other words, what you do to others, you're doing to yourself. What you do to others, you're doing to yourself. Right? Is that?
So for a conceiving body, modesty is considered happiest. No other is there. because we're measuring body form, therefore he, there, he, she, it, he, they all consider like this. Prior to being in any other day, have you got any? Prior to being after living body, you find indifferent too.
So somebody who does do harm to another
person. When you came to somebody, prior to being, who is somebody over there? Oh. After living body, is somebody there?
A body.
I'm shouting at you.
The body. This body harms this body.
Because you are measuring us in body form, there are different bodies are there. It is different houses are there. Sky is one. It's called bungalow, cottage, something, some name is given. After earthquake, all houses collapse. What happened to the sky? It's going to hell or heaven. And therefore, I make not to measure yourself in body form. That is basic thing. Since you are measuring also in body form, so many concepts appear. The bodies are different. After 100 years, what will happen to all these bodies? That, even if you think intellectually, how you are planning 100 years? I don't know. The answer will be, I don't know. How will be after 100 years? I don't know. I don't know means, I'm not in any form, I'm not in shape. And I told somebody that you are alone in the house and somebody knocked door. Anybody there? You say nobody there. And you want to say, I'm here, but except myself, nobody there. The simple thing. Never except yourself, there's nothing in there. And therefore I'm insisting to meditation. Meditation, concentration, full involvement. For which you need not require to have any restriction, no bondage is there. It's a base foundation. Because only listening will teach me this is temporary, it's painkillers. Temporary intoxication. And human body is an opportunity. You can identify yourself. Every moment is very important. It's valuable. Complete concentration, complete involvement, most important. We are not accepting it. We know, everybody knows, I am not body at all. Everybody knows. Some or other day, willingly or unwillingly, we have to leave this body for 10 minutes. Yes?
Could you please say something about any practice that is silent without words that supports the aware presence in recognizing itself?
After having conviction, silence will be there, spontaneous for silence is there. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I am sitting meditation because there is no silence because we are having accepted so many concepts. What are these concepts? Directly, indirectly, we become victim of our mind, ego, intellects. And for it, you have to identify yourself, real sense. It's fact, forget about it. You are not body at all, you are not body, you are not going to remain body. Body is not identity at all. It's open fact. In everything, intellectually, it's open fact. What is the value of this body? If there is no place for a moment, what is the value of this body? Nothing. And therefore I'm insisting meditation all the time. Involvement. The considering sensitivity of the spirit or presence. The words are given, soham or some ambrahmasmi, shoham. They are the words. The key words, you see, key words.
Maharaj?
Yes.
Nam Simran should be done continuously at all times once one has received initiation.
You have to recite Nam Mantra all the time, continuously.
Yeah.
Okay. At any moment. You don't have to go sit all the time here like this. Mm-hmm. Do your job, you do your duties. No restriction, no bondage is there. Whatever doing, you know, where is all me here? You say the mantra, you say Nam mantra, it's Ram Ram Mahatma, Brahmanayam, Brahman like that.
And it will still the mind so that the mind is not all over the place all the time?
Mind is always speaking from the backside when you are concentrating mantra or concentrating Brahman. At the time of the kind of cleaning process, mind will not allow you to concentrate yourself. Mind nothing with the flow of thoughts. We are given importance to mind. There is no mind at all, no mind egoic text. They came along with the body only. They appear upon your presence. The presence away the mind egoic text. But directly and directly we have become victim of the mind ego index. We have given so much importance to mind ego index. Not to go against my mind.
Maharaj?
Yes.
Let me ask you another question.
Yes, yes, ask me.
I agree with obviously the Vipassana meditation, which does not involve mantras. It is basically observing your breath. Observing your body sensation. What are your thoughts on that?
Vipassana meditation? Vipassana meditation is not reciting a mantra, it is just observing.
It is temporarily. Vipassana, so many concepts are there. Temporarily, you're not going to. So far, you're doing Vipassana, you get for a time, so for 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month.
Uh-huh.
After leaving the Vipassana again, you're coming to the same place.
But what if you practice Vipassana every day? What are your thoughts in terms of Vipassana versus
principle behind Vipassana? Any practice, just to identify your sentence. Whatever practice you're making.
Right.
Just to be principle that you identify your sentence. It's only process, Vipassana process. Meditation is the process. But meditation is a strong process through which you can identify your sentence. As well as possible.
But in Vipassana meditation, there is no.
You
mantra
do it in Vipassana meditation. But you are posing yourself body form and then doing the Vipassana meditation, it is meaningless. Mm-hmm. I'm somebody else, I'm doing Vipassana meditation. So, the egoistic meditation. But forget your body identity. I'm doing some sadhana, I'm doing some meditation that I support to dissolve. For which that meditation is there. To meditation, you are inviting attention of the individual meditator within you, that your ultimate truth, your final truth. Non-stop hammering yourself. Sorry. And at advanced stage, meditation was not required. After having conviction, no meditation is required. Meditation only closes for a time being, till you got conviction, spontaneous conviction.
10 more minutes. So, anyone who hasn't had the opportunity to ask a question?
Yes?
And I am that. Under Sagarava says, a quiet mind is all you need. When the mind is quiet, all else happens as it should. Does it matter, therefore, how one quietens one's mind?
It happens, but after knowing yourself, the mind will not remain. Existence of mind appear upon presence. Existence of mind, ego, intellect, appear upon presence. Presence does not have any mind, ego, intellect. And therefore, try to identify yourself in the essence. That's the word, two words I am coming. After having conviction, mind going to never remains. Where was the mind prior to being after leaving the body? Mind does not have its own identity. You have given birth to the mind, ego intellect. Without a presence, how can we identify ego intellect mind? It was not there prior to weakness. And I'm not up living the body also. And therefore insisting meditation there. Through meditation you can control, the mind will be controlled spontaneously. Mind means flow of thoughts. Continuous thoughts are there. We should define as the mind. Thoughts are entering in the mind. It goes to the intellects to take decision. And through ego error, implementing that decision. It's a process. Functioning thing. You are separate from there. So all questions will be solved within you. You need not have to go anywhere, to any master also. Because master is with you. My master said, I am not making you disciple, I am making you master. So the master says that, I am not making you disciple, I am making you master. You are already master. But you forgot your identity. You know that the story of the lion, you know? That forest lion. It's a pure story, spiritual story. One lion got up, brought up with and got sent ships. You can try started considering having got a ship in a prayer of this dog in our fox and etc. etc. The famous story, you know? So we are brought up, we are associated with this body knowledge, therefore we are considered as a body form. You are formless. There is no shape, no form. It's fact. And to absorb this fact, you have to undergo the meditation. Again, I'm repeating the same thing. You may read a book, you may listen from the various masters. Not to neglect your inner master. Any question for anybody else? Yes?
I'm confused about when the best time to activate the inner master and do the self-inquiries. Should
see,
that...
I say the inner master, external master, the concept. There are different inner master and external masters.
During meditation?
Just for understanding, you are saying there are inner master and external master. There is no difference between inner master and external master. Just for understanding, you are saying. Master is master. There is no inner, no outer, no external.
Thank you.
Another question.
Yes.
Who is eligible to have Nam Mantra?
Everybody.
Requirement for that?
Yes, yes. If you are willing, I have told me, John, if you are willing to have Nam Mantra, spend some time for Nam Mantra. But you should be sincere. I am not accepting anything from you, but you should be sincere, dear accepting. Your involvement is most important. What happens, the things which you got, say, free of charge, no value. I'm not expecting anything but acceptance for you. Know the most important than anything else. To give Nam Mantra is not difficult for me. But there should not be some ill faith or something. Oh, okay. Be serious about the Nam Mantra.
And how to practice it? I mean,
I practice according to. I will guide you. recite the mantra according to breathing. It's an initial stage where it gives some discipline, just like when you're learning some language, how to write ABC and all these things.
Because sometimes it feels we are torturing ourselves.
Not necessarily torture yourself. It's a very simple thing. No torturing is it. No, no any special exercise. How to torture your body. It's a simple thing. It's your knowledge. Not knowledge of Brahmanatma, Paramatma. The individual listener within you, it is the ultimate truth. It is called ultimate truth. But you are neglecting it. You are underestimating yourself. You say, God is great. Oh, God bless me. Okay, it's not bad. But your presence is not, how can you identify God? To say God, your presence is required. There is no presence in the body. We'll talk about the God. We'll talk about this world. So initial stage I am insisting for meditation because we forgot identity. You might have read so many books, you might have learned, listened from so many masters, of course. But you are not listening to the listener's story, to the reader's story. It is my story. Somebody wrote your biography, it is my biography. Yes?
You can also recite with like a Om Namo Shivaya or Gayatri Mantra also.
You recite one mantra, any one mantra, not to pray Gayatri Mantra tomorrow, some mantra, mantra tomorrow, other mantra. You have some loyalty or faithfulness with that mantra. Any mantra you do. Not to encourage your wearing mind. Today, one master give this mantra, no, that master give different mantra.
No, it's like in the morning you have a habit of changing.
Okay, no problem.
10 minutes testimony.
With full faith, full involvement.
Yeah.
Any mantra will do. So, Om Brahmasmi, okay. Shiva, any mantra. But be faithful with full trust.
One last question.
Yes. Okay.
So I'm kind of confused when you say something comes, nothing comes from something, and then something becomes nothing.
No, I say that everything came out of nothing, everything dissolved within nothing. Everything came out of nothing, everything dissolved within nothing. We're playing with the words. Try to identify yourself. So this question will not arise in your mind. These are the words. This is a language through which you are conveying yourself. Uncreated language. Something, nothing, empty. Everything is the words. The basic principle behind that, you try to identify yourself, identify your individual listener within you. Instead of analyzing so many words, spiritual words, try to identify. Who is the analyzer? Who wants this knowledge? What is the purpose of this knowledge? How extensively helps with knowledge? Suppose somebody has a lot of knowledge. Will that knowledge will help at the time of leaving the body? Lot of knowledge, so many books you read. There are 50 years to sadhana and sadhana, 70 years to sadhana, whatsoever it is. Just question yourself, after reading so many books, after having opportunity so many masters, after having a lot of knowledge, will this knowledge help me at the time of leaving the body? You should not be fearless. That fearless life should be there. That moment should be a happy moment. I am not dying. No death is there. I am unborn. It gets total discouraged out of the spirituality. To face any problem. Thoughts are coming and going. Negative thoughts are coming. People, negative thoughts are coming and going. Depressions are there. But having conviction, you will not neglect all the depression thoughts. It's momentary, it's just clouds, black clouds coming and going. They are there and there only. Is anybody having a question? I think tomorrow is the session.
Yes. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Doors open at 4.
Okay.
We'll be here tomorrow.
Okay.
And then Maharaj will be here on Sunday.
Yes.
At 11, and doors open at 10.
Okay.
Hope you come back.
Thank you.
And please stay for the chai and the tea.
Okay.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Maharaj.